The GPS industry forms a coalition to fight interference. The P-8A Poseidon has entered low-rate production. And a Texas company is chosen to paint new Dreamliners. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Tuesday, March 15, 2011. Representatives from a wide variety of industries and companies announced that they have joined together to form the Coalition to Save Our GPS. The group is fighting a recent, highly unusual decision by the FCC to allow the dramatic expansion of terrestrial use of the satellite spectrum immediately neighboring that of GPS, potentially causing severe interference to millions of GPS receivers. The conditional waiver was granted to a company called LightSquared, which wants to bring wireless internet service into rural areas. Trimble VP and General Counsel Jim Kirkland, a founding member of the coalition, explains, quote, LightSquared's plans to build up to 40,000 ground stations transmitting radio signals 1 billion times more powerful than GPS signals could mean 40,000 dead spots, each miles in diameter, disrupting the vitally important services GPS provides, unquote. This case is similar in some ways to the interference caused to police, fire, and other public service agencies by the proliferation of consumer wireless devices. While cell phone systems don't occupy the same frequencies as public service radios, they're close enough in frequency that receivers on one service can be greatly reduced in sensitivity when near transmitters of the other. In this case, GPS receivers, which rely on faint signals from orbiting satellites, will be rendered useless if they're used near LightSquared's transmitters, which, while not right on GPS frequencies, will operate with thousands of watts of power. For this very reason, the frequencies being authorized for LightSquared's network were, by international convention, supposed to be reserved only for other orbiting satellite transmitters, not powerful ground stations. The filtering used in GPS receivers has therefore been designed assuming it wouldn't have to deal with this issue. In simulations run by Garmin, detectable interference would start more than 13 miles from a LightSquared transmitter site, and there will be 40,000 of those. The coalition insists that resolution of interference has to be the obligation of LightSquared, not the extensive GPS user community of millions of citizens, and that LightSquared must bear the costs of preventing interference of any kind resulting from operation on LightSquared's frequencies. Boeing reports final assembly is underway on the first Navy P-8A Poseidon production aircraft in the company's Renton factory. The P-8A is the first of six low-rate initial production aircraft that Boeing is building as part of a $1.6 billion contract awarded by the U.S. Navy in January. The Navy plans to purchase 117 of the planes based on the 737. The P-8A is an anti-submarine warfare, anti-surface warfare, intelligence, surveillance, and recon aircraft, which will replace the Navy's P-3 fleet. Boeing was awarded a system development and demonstration contract in 2004 to build and test six flight test and two ground test P-8As. The first three flight test planes are completing testing at Naval Air Station Patuxent River in Maryland. The program's static test plane completed its test program earlier this year. Here's a sweet deal in Boeing's new Southeast U.S. supply chain. Leading Edge Aviation Services has won the contract to paint new 787 Dreamliners built in North Charleston, South Carolina. New Dreamliners will be flown 1,250 miles or 2,000 kilometers to Leading Edge's Amarillo, Texas facility, where other wide-body airplanes are currently painted. Production in the new South Carolina 787 Dreamliner facility is on schedule to begin in the middle of this year, with first delivery scheduled for 2012. Up next on ANN, Piper names a new distributor in Africa. Cessna realigns its sales organization. And Hainan Airlines Group orders more Gulfstreams. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
Two twenty. We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for March 15th. I'm Paul Plack. Piper Aircraft has appointed NAC, National Airways Corp, as its authorized distributor for Sub-Saharan Africa, effective immediately. NAC, through its wholly owned subsidiary 43 Air School, is the largest Piper fleet operator in Africa. Piper Executive VP Randy Groom explains, quote, NAC's proven expertise with the Piper product line, its Piper fleet experience, and proven aviation success in Africa makes its choice as our authorized distributor in the region unnatural. NAC serves the area very well, and we're looking forward to expanding our presence and market share in the region, unquote. Cessna has announced a restructuring of its aircraft sales team. Senior VP Mark Pellucci explained, quote, Cessna is the only company in the world offering a full range of business and general aviation transportation options, from Cessna piston aircraft through the full line of Citation business jets to the many on-demand or aircraft management programs offered by Citation Air. With this restructuring of our sales group, we will be better able to respond to customer requirements for business mobility, and the customer will have a single Cessna contact for a more seamless experience, unquote. Effective immediately, former separate Cessna propeller and Citation sales teams are merged and will continue to report to Pellucci. Tim White, based in Wichita, has been promoted to VP to head the new domestic U.S. team, with Trevor Esling, based in Farnborough, as VP of international sales. See the other personnel moves in the text version of this story, dated March 14th, at aero-news.net. Gulfstream says it has signed a sales agreement with Hainan Airlines Group for one large cabin long-range G450 business jet and four large cabin ultra-long-range G550s. The planes will be operated by the airline's BizJet subsidiary, Learjet, and enter service next year. Learjet is based in Beijing and owns or manages more than 20 Gulfstream aircraft now, making it the largest Gulfstream operator in China and one of the largest in the world. In 2006, Learjet was the first in China to place a Gulfstream aircraft into service, helping establish what the company says is now the leading business jet brand in China. Gulfstream has also announced that Charles Chelly, who has held key positions in the General Dynamics Aerospace Group in the U.S. and abroad, is the new VP of its Savannah Service Center operations. The analysts at Frost & Sullivan say the next 5 years will be years of recovery in the Asia-Pacific segment of the maintenance, repair, and overhaul market. The firm says that revenues in that segment rose through 2009 before turning down in 2010 due to the overall economy. Now, with air travel rising again and more new aircraft being delivered, MRO in the Asia-Pacific market is predicted to grow at 5% per year over the next half decade, from $4.8 billion in 2009 to $6.6 billion in 2016. Part of that growth is expected from growing low-cost carriers, which could open MRO hubs in the region to minimize service shortages. Still ahead, a new terminal opens at Asheville Regional Airport. Lance Air owners get factory support for a fall fly-in. And here's what we'll be bringing you from AEA next week. You're listening to Aero News.
Freedom through performance. At Cirrus, performance is not simply the measurement of a single design parameter. Rather, it's a total package. It's optimum balance of speed, efficiency, comfort, safety, ease of flight, and quality. We call it Cirrus Flying 2.0. Aren't you ready to feel the freedom?
Piperjet.
Pipermatch.
Global expansion.
Meridian, Mirage, Matrix, and more.
With so much happening at Piper, how can I possibly keep up?
Get informed. Get involved at facebook.com/Piper Aircraft.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Tuesday, March 15th. I'm Paul Plagg. The FAA held a celebration last Thursday to mark the completion of improvements to the terminal at North Carolina's Asheville Regional Airport. The project was paid for with $7.8 million in federal stimulus funds. The grant paid for improvements to departure gates, the security checkpoint, and replacement of two passenger boarding bridges. More than $1.3 billion has been made available nationwide for airport projects. The Lancair Owners and Builders Organization has joined forces with Lancair International Incorporated to plan and organize the first annual Lobo Lancair fly-in this fall. It's scheduled for October 7th through the 9th at Taney County Airport near Branson, Missouri, and will unite owners, builders, and pilots with those who supply and support them. Lobo VP and social chairperson Claudette Caldwell says Lobo, quote, couldn't have asked for a better partner than Lancair International. Anyone who has ever thought about owning a Lancair aircraft or considered supporting the Lancair community with products and services should not miss this chance to join us, unquote. In addition to the flying and forums, the event promises builder and pilot skill competitions, vendor displays, field trips enjoying the local highlights, and a chance for owners to share their aircraft with fellow builders and owners. Follow the event as details are firmed up at LancairOwners.com. And finally today, we have the schedule locked in for Aero TV's live streaming video coverage of next week's 54th annual AEA International Convention and Trade Show in Reno, Nevada. This show is not open to the public, so make sure to join us for AEA's new product introductions starting Wednesday the 23rd at 9:30 a.m. Pacific Time. Then join us Thursday the 24th at 3 p.m. Pacific as we get avionics industry perspectives from manufacturers and AEA officials to wrap up the show, live from our studio right on the exhibit floor. You'll find a banner at the top of the page at aero-news.net, which will become your link to both the live video as it happens and the on-demand replays available afterward. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, Jim Campbell's conversation with Dr. Peggy Chabrian, president of WAI, from the 22nd Annual International Aviation for Women Conference last month in Reno. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.